News Talk 1620 WTAW. Sandy Ferris here from the Bryan School District. We had news stories on with the fire chief, Randy McGregor. Big doings over at Navarro Elementary today.
Cute little first grader was given an award by the fire department today for his role in helping to save his mother's life. And we're going to have him featured in our newest Inside Bryan ISD. That's the video piece that we put out pretty regularly on Channel 16 and online. So in maybe a week or so, you'll be able to see him. He got really excited about getting on the fire truck, and so we were really pleased to be able to honor him.
In fact, some pictures, thanks to William Bowes at the fire department and those with the city of Bryan, sharing some photos, and I'll get those on the website and alert folks through our Facebook and Twitter feeds when we get those pictures posted, including one with Caden Fuentes in the fire trucks.
Good.
It's a pretty cool deal. Lots of things going on this time of year.
That's right. I told somebody a while ago that this January is one of the busiest ones I've ever seen. I don't know if it's because we started a little bit later in January, but it took off pretty quickly. And tonight there is an event, the Rudder High School choir, band, theater groups, they've all combined and they're producing The Music Man tonight starting at 7 o'clock. So for Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, they have performances at 7. They've got a 2 p.m. matinee performance on Sunday. If you buy your ticket at the door, it's $10. If you get it in advance, it's $8. You can call for ticket information to Rudder High School. 209-7900 will get you the main number there. But it's a great cast, huge cast. And if you get a chance, go on our website, and I've put a cast shot up in the main picture area, and then there's one on Facebook as well. The costumes look fantastic, and it's going to be a fun time. So hope people can go out for that.
When you just separately do drama and band and orchestra and vocal, I mean, each one independently is great, but right, it's a wonderful mix when you get them all together.
Right, and it never fails when I hear somebody who's gone to one of these for the first time, they cannot believe the level of what they see. They're always so blown away by how professional it is. So if you haven't been to a high school musical in a while, go see The Music Man starting tonight at Rudder. That's Rudder High School Auditorium.
Very good. Again, visiting with Sandy Ferris, the Bryan School District, the school board this week approving the change in attendance zones for Rudder and Bryan High. And I know Dr. Right. Wallace will scream at me if I don't say right off the bat, it only applies to next year's freshmen.
That's correct. Incoming freshmen will be under this new attendance zone. And some of the common questions I'm getting is just that, who all does it affect? No, we're not going to send a Bryan High student back to their home campus if they are already under that transfer rule. Let's see, what are some of the other questions? Does it apply to any other schools? No, it's only Bryan High and Rudder. Bryan Collegiate and Mary Catherine Harris are both by application only, and those are Bryan High or Rudder students originally anyway. So it does not affect middle school zones, but parents of middle schoolers need to look and see if their high school down the road, if their zone has changed.
And the other thing for parents and their children to understand, too, if they have older children attending one of the two high schools, then there's another decision they have to make.
Right. The key point about that to remember is that the older sibling has to be currently attending one of those schools in the year that the incoming student is going to. In other words, if I'm going to enter the ninth grade next fall, I need to have an older sibling who will also be on that campus at the same time. This doesn't apply if I have an older sibling who graduated from Bryan High, for example. There's no legacy involved. They have to be attending at the same time because we don't want parents to have to go travel to two different schools. So they've got the option to go to the same campus.
And just received a text from our good friend, Dr. Wallace, you're a mess.
Oh.
So thank you for listening. I appreciate that. And one other caveat, I don't want to leave the impression that if you have an older child going to a specific campus, you're being forced to put the younger child on that campus. It's just an option.
Right, exactly.
All right. Other things for next year that people need to know about, you've already made a reference to a collegiate, mm-hmm. and I'm sure that the timeline, there's still time to decide whether or not someone can go to collegiate next year.
That's right. They've had a couple of information sessions for parents. They're going to have another one soon. They'll announce that date soon. They are in the period where they're accepting applications for Bryan Collegiate. March 1st is the priority deadline for students in Bryan ISD, and then March 22nd is the deadline for students who are outside of the district. Remember that we do accept transfers from outside of Bryan ISD to Bryan Collegiate. And this, for those who may not know, it's the early college campus that we have in Bryan ISD. I was just there today. Dr. Wallace actually shot his video blog there today and talked with Christina Richardson, the principal. So that will be, that piece will be a part of our next Bryan Living and Learning. And also his blog will play independently on Channel 16 too. So if you're interested in Bryan Collegiate, if you're interested for your student, be sure and contact us 209-2790 for more information.
And a quick recap of what Collegiate does.
Collegiate gives students the opportunity to earn a high school diploma and college credit hours at the same time, tuition free. Students can earn up to 60 college credit hours. We've actually had some students who leave there with more than that. Ms. Richardson said today that the average is about 42 to 45 credits that those students graduate with. And I believe I also heard her say that last year's graduating class, 100% of those students are now enrolled in a college somewhere.
All right. And again, I'll be posting this information, and of course, it's already on the Bryan ISD website and on the Facebook page and so forth. Note regarding Odyssey Academy. Again, what is Odyssey Academy and what's coming up with that?
Odyssey Academy is one of our middle school academies. It's at Stephen F. Austin Middle School. They are accepting applications now. If you're a middle school student in Bryan ISD, you can apply for that program, whether you attend SFA or not. There is information on the website about that. I just posted a link on Facebook, our Facebook page today for that. Their deadline for the application is March 1st as well. So we've got a little time to talk about that, but definitely if you have a student who's interested in the science, technology, engineering, math, STEM, of we call it that thread of courses, and Odyssey is a unique academy that uses all of those disciplines. So deadline is March 1st.
Very good. Thanks for the visit as always.
Thank you.
This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.